Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 396 for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday as a sharply lower Canadian dollar pushed values higher. Canola was up $2.20 to $4.20, with the most active July contract up $4.20 at $459.50 per ton. European rapeseed futures were higher, which supported prices, while there were concerns about dry soil conditions in parts of Saskatchewan and Alberta. Farmer selling was slow as producers focused on seeding and fieldwork. However, weakness in the U.S. soy complex limited the gains. Huge supplies of soybeans on the world stage overhung the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all down. Soybeans were down 7 to 11 cents, with the July contract down 7 at $9.47 per bushel. The USDA says soybean planting in the U.S. is nearly half done, which is above the five-year average. There are some concerns that some corn crops may be switched to soybeans at the last minute, which would increase the size of the soybean carryout. Weather conditions are generally favorable for planting this week, although some areas are expecting downpours. Corn was lower, with values generally 5 to 6 cents lower, with the most active July contract at $3.61 a bushel. Weather conditions are favorable for the crop, which is mostly in the ground now. As of Monday, 85% of U.S. corn planting was complete. A drop in crude oil was bearish, though, as it made corn-based ethanol less attractive on the market. The American dollar is also stronger right now, which weighed on values, as it made exports of U.S. corn more expensive. Wheat was lower, down 11 to 13 cents, with the July contract in Chicago down 13 at 508 per bushel. Values were correcting themselves somewhat after hitting a five-week high in the previous session. The strength of the U.S. dollar put pressure on values. According to the USDA, winter wheat conditions improved by 1 percentage point to 45% good or excellent. U.S. wheat exports continue to perform poorly on the world stage, though, compared to cheap wheat coming out of Europe and the Black Sea. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.